In our previous episode, we talked about the interview for fiancé visa seekers. We discussed a few questions that might be asked. Today, we'll look at another line of inquiry which often occurs. I'm Carlos Batara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. Shortly after the last episode, I received an email from a listener. He said that he did not meet his fiancé abroad. Rather, he met her here, in the United States. I told him that I would discuss that scenario today. Sometimes a couple does not meet when the U.S. citizen is visiting abroad. Sometimes they meet when the immigrant is visiting in the United States. For instance, going to school on a student visa, perhaps working temporarily for a U.S. company, or maybe just touring the country. Then it happens. In a flash, the immigrant meets the U.S. citizen. Over the next few weeks, they fall in love. The immigrant returns home, but the flames of romance continue to burn brightly. So they decide to apply for a K-1 fiancé visa. The immigrant still has to attend an interview abroad. Various types of questions will be asked. Previously, we discussed that the government may ask about how they met and how the relationship grew. The interviewing officer may go further into questions about the couple's engagement and wedding plans. Questions like, who proposed to whom? Where did this take place? Was anyone else present? When did you tell your parents about the engagement? Did they approve? Why or why not? When did your fiancé tell his or her parents about the engagement? How did they react? Did you have an engagement party? Who attended? What are your wedding plans? What guests do you plan to invite? Or who do you think will attend? Do you have any evidence, like wedding invitations? Payments for a hall or a restaurant? Have you purchased wedding rings? Do you have honeymoon plans? Why did you decide to get married in the United States instead of in your home country? There's more, so much more that could be asked, but you get the picture. Do not underestimate how intense the interview can be. Prepare seriously for it. You will be in a better position to ace your interview. Then you can live forever after, happily, with the person you love in the United States. Thanks for listening, and keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together, we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.